Well, Center in the Square has been around for almost four decades and is Roanoke's downtown cultural hub several years ago. Tara Marciniak succeeded longtime president Jim Sears in that role. She's also the general manager. And today she joins WFIR anchor senior reporter Jean Moreno and me live in studio. Tara, it's nice to have you here and it's a pleasure to meet you. Welcome.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Now, you had been at Center in the Square for a while before Jim Sears retired. Tara, how helpful was that when making that transition?
Outstanding. Jim Sears is just such a lovely human being. I wish everybody got to know him, but he let me tag along to almost every meeting that he was at, so I felt very comfortable taking the position when it was offered.
And you were doing some grant writing, things like that?
Yeah. That's right, yeah, the grant writing and fundraising, and I was lucky enough to be asked to be on the team to develop Illuminites. I truly enjoyed that experience.
Yeah, Illuminites, that's the light set up for Christmas in Explore Park. And you said you had like 55,000 people?
We do, yes. We've done it for, this will be our seventh year, and we average about 55,000 people every single year for that 30-day event. It's pretty incredible, but yeah, we've done it for 7 years now.
And that's a fundraiser for Center in the Square.
It is, yes. We do that in partnership with Roanoke County Parks and Rec, and we split the proceeds 50-50 on the back end. It's been instrumental in our success, especially during COVID. We were thrilled we were still able to do that event during COVID.
Right.
And it generates about $500,000 in revenue that we split.
Wow.
It's incredible. We never, of course, anticipated it turning into that, but it's been instrumental to our success.
Yeah, it's really been a big deal. And you guys try to tweak it a little bit, change it up every year.
We do. Yeah. Sometimes we change the path, the direction of the path. Sometimes we add new displays, new sections to it. We do want it to look a little different every year, so people keep coming back to see what the new zingy thing is.
We want to talk about some of the things happening, but you wanted to give us a little history lesson about Center in the Square, how it got started. What I remember, it's maybe almost close to 40 years old, and it used to be a warehouse back when downtown Roanoke was a little bit seedier than it is now, correct?
That's exactly right. Yes, yes. So, yeah, in the late 60s and early 70s, downtown Roanoke, unfortunately, didn't look quite as prosperous as it does today.
Right. And that's when a lot of retail had moved out to the malls, when malls were really hot.
Exactly, yes. That was kind of the trendy thing to do, that the downtown businesses moved out to shopping centers, and our local business leaders realized there was a challenge downtown. Even if their business wasn't necessarily located downtown, they were having trouble attracting new employees to the area and retaining employees. If there's not a great quality of life downtown, it starts bleeding out into other areas of the community. So seven businessmen got together to create our nonprofit called the Western Virginia Foundation for the Arts and Sciences.
Whoa.
I know. I wish they shortened it a little bit. But at any rate, that was before Center in the Square actually opened. That was what our nonprofit was called. And they got together in the hopes that they would solve the challenge of the downtown area. Didn't know what that was going to be yet, but they thought, well, you know, let's put our resources together and try to figure this thing out. One of the gentlemen was the owner of Grand Home Furnishings, George Cartledge Sr., and he gifted what once was an abandoned feed and seed warehouse to the other gentleman and said, okay, hopefully we can solve the problem in this building. Go. Well, simultaneously, the city of Roanoke also felt, of course, that the downtown environment was not attracting tourists. Families weren't coming downtown.
Nobody was living downtown at the time. Very few
people. Oh, right. Certainly. No, not very many at all. So the city of Roanoke issued something called Design 79. It was a telethon, so citizens could actually vote on ideas of what would turn downtown around. They could call in or stop at a store downtown and submit ideas. So the big winning idea to come out of that was a hub of arts and culture. So back to the gentleman who created the nonprofit, they were like, all right, cool. We don't have a hub of arts and culture. We own a steel mill and we're bankers. But they knew who would have the potential of turning downtown around based on Design 79. So Mill Mountain Playhouse was located on Mill Mountain, of course.
Right.
Right, where the star is. And it had, unfortunately burned down. And it really needed a new home. So those gentlemen thought, let's knock on Mill Mountain's doors. Maybe they would be willing to relocate into this abandoned feed seed warehouse. But obviously, that's a tough sell at the time, right? Hey, Mill Mountain, come to the junkie part of downtown where all the prostitutes hang out, please.
Right, exactly. Yeah, and the drug dealers and whatever, yeah.
Exactly. Hopefully, this idea will work out. So they realized in order to entice Mill Mountain to move in, we would have to offer free rent, maintenance, utilities, security, all of that paid for if they would take a risk and move in. Luckily, they said yes. I really feel that Mill Mountain was the catalyst to help the other nonprofits feel less scared to try this concept. So we opened with Mill Mountain Theater, of course, the Arts Council, the Art Museum, which is, of course, graduated into the Taubman.
Right.
The Science Museum and the History Museum. We opened in December of 1983. Do you know how many people we saw in our first weekend that we were opened? Just one weekend, 45,000 people came in wow. one weekend. Right. And we were used to like tumbleweeds rolling down the sidewalk, and all of a sudden there were 45,000 people coming to Center in the Square. So
there was a pent-up demand there, Tara, yes. for some arts and culture.
Exactly. Yes. And I think that was so neat that we turned to the community first to get them to vote on what they thought would work, because that was what they were looking for. So we were happy to deliver that. And now we're thrilled that, you know, 41 years later, we are still gifting spaces for free to nonprofit organizations.
Yeah. How's the business model work? So they don't pay rent?
Or they do not. No, they do not pay rent. That's okay. why my hair's turning gray right over
okay,
here.
Okay. Well, you're doing a good job hiding
Thank
that.
Thank you.
So how
does it work?
Yeah. How does it
okay,
work?
Okay. Right. So we actually own 4 historic buildings downtown. We're gifting spaces to 7 other nonprofits. Well, we realized about 10 years ago, we should probably take a plunge and start some entrepreneurial efforts like our Roanoke Pinball Museum. That was our first entrepreneurial effort to try to help us generate funds to support our other organizations. So we own the Roanoke Pinball Museum, the Roanoke Starcade, and the Kids Square Children's Museum. They're all essentially fundraisers that help us support all of the other nonprofits who are not paying.
And was that a recent model, or has that always been sort of the model for you guys?
No, just as of 10 years ago. Prior to that, we were focusing mostly on grant writing and fundraising donations. But I think not just for Center in the Square, but in general, donation trends have been declining for nonprofits. So we have had to think of other entrepreneurial ways of generating revenue, like Illuminites or other events that we do.
Right. And before I toss it back to Joey, I wanted to ask you, since you talked about it, grants and all that type of stuff might be harder to come by, mm-hmm. you know, with the federal grants. I know some other nonprofits are seeing that, but even, you know, you might see money be redirected to some of these other things if that federal money's not coming into like a Bradley Free Clinic or a
right.
Council Community Service. So, you know, how crucial is fundraising to you? And do you want the public to know that? And it's been like 3 generations of kids that have been at Center in the Square now that their support is probably needed maybe more than ever.
Absolutely. Yes. Thank you for selling that for us, Gene. I appreciate that. Absolutely. We see about 450,000 guests every year inside of our most iconic building. And most of them are the, you know, pint-sized patrons. They're little kids going to Kids Square, the Science Museum. It's pretty instrumental to have fundraisers.
Mm. All right. It's 8:52 at WFIR. With us this morning is Tara Marciniak with Center in the Square. We're having a visit this morning, and it's good to have her here. So, Tara, tell us what's going on in the atrium. Is this some type of expansion, and is there a new saltwater tank?
Yes, thank you for asking about that. So, I was given permission to talk about this. Brian Brady from Brady's Distillery is one of our partners in our new rooftop restaurant. I don't know if you've been to that before.
Six and Sky?
Six
yeah.
and Sky, beautiful. Yes, absolutely. So, and getting to know him over the last couple of years of opening that restaurant, he asked me this last November if I had any other nuggets of space at Center in the Square, because he and his brothers own Brady's Distillery, and they were looking for a little satellite tasting room kind of location. He worded it to me like a speakeasy. And unfortunately, at that time, I didn't have any nuggets of space, right? We're using every closet. We're trying to generate revenue in every little nook and cranny. And then all of a sudden, it occurred to me that when you look outside of Center in the Square from the Market Square side, we have an ATM on the right-hand side. Hardly anyone is using that anymore.
Right.
So I thought, well, okay, maybe we can knock a hole through the wall there and relocate our box office and actually build out what Brian Brady is asking for as a little tasting room right there in the most popular heart of downtown Roanoke area, right on the Market Square. And sure enough, he really liked that idea. So I then went to our director of operations and asked her, you know, what challenges do you foresee with this? And, you know, just wanted her input because she thinks of things I don't sometimes. And she said, I think we should actually bump out the entire facade of Center in the Square. So I thought, damn, that is a better idea than what I had. Yeah, let's right. bump out the whole front of Center in the Square. So I talked to the architect, and I was nervous because we are a historic building from 1914. Are we allowed to change the facade of our building? And he said to me, actually, your facade used to be flush with the outside of the columns. So we can actually bump out our whole atrium about 9 feet, give Brady's Distillery the right-hand side. So we'll have this little speakeasy kind of environment on the right. We're going to move our entrance over to the middle and make it very prominent. And then the candy store will acquire some more space on the left-hand side.
So when is this going to happen?
Of course, we would all rather sooner rather than later. But I think realistically, we're probably looking at January or February. We don't like to do construction in the heart of the summer if we can help it, because that's our big tourism driving time frame. And then we have some other construction that's going to happen in the fall. So I think we are actually looking at January, February.
Okay. And a new saltwater tank too, or?
Not a new saltwater tank, but in addition to our largest saltwater tank, our largest tank is the one that has things like quote unquote Dorian Nemo inside of it.
Right.
And if you ever look at that tank, if you go up the stairs and look down on that tank, it's slightly hideous. I will admit that there's a tarp on the top there, you know, where it got feeding. It just looks terrible. So I talked to one of our folks about shielding that in some way. And instead the idea came about to put a giant sunken ship on top of that display. I already have the funding for it, thanks to Steel Dynamics. Thank you, Steel Dynamics, for doing that. So we're going to be building that out. I would say in the next few months, there'll be a big sunken ship on top of that display with screens embedded in it. It'll look like fish are going through the sunken ship, and it will shield some of the tarps and things that I don't want people to see from the upper floors.
Oh, wow. Oh, that's, that's a cool, good idea. We're talking with Tara Marciniak. She's the president and general manager of Center and Square. We only have a couple minutes left. I wanted to ask you, tomorrow's the pinball. We had Nick in here last week. Tomorrow's the Pinball Museum's 10th anniversary.
Yes.
Special pricing.
Yes.
It is sort of a museum because Nick says you've got machines in there that are 50,
from the
30s. Years old.
Yeah, unbelievable. 1930s. That's some of our oldest machines. You really can't find these things in other locations. It's pretty amazing we have them. But yeah, so tomorrow they are turning 10, and instead of $15 admission, they're doing $10 admission to celebrate the 10th anniversary.
Right. And you said that the you tried the miniatures in the market, the little tiny animals, and you said that went pretty well. Basically,
went,
a big petting zoo, right?
Yes, exactly. It was like a big petting zoo, face painting, balloon artists, that kind of thing. Just bringing some of the joy of the farmyard to Market Square. Of course, the cleanup wasn't my favorite thing I've ever done, but very necessary. And we didn't lose money on that, so I like that. Let's do it again.
And that's type of stuff, Tara, is really just a way to get people down there also, almost like an awareness campaign as much as anything else, correct?
Sure, absolutely. I mean, it's right outside of our doorstep, the Market Square, so I'm happy to bring people downtown for that too.
And talk about, you said you were going to bring back the Chocolate Festival. What was that? Remind me of that, and when does that happen?
Sure, that is early in November. This year, we're looking at November 8th. We try to do that in conjunction with the holiday season coming up, so we have different vendors come in from all over and do tasting tickets. So typically we'll do like $10, you get 10 tasting tickets and just travel around and taste different foods. And I selfishly liked that we had vendors who were also doing chocolate themed things like candles, and chocolate smelling lotion is amazing, Gene.
Oh, wow.
It's amazing. Yes, I can't wait to have them back.
Yeah, I would have chocolate on my mind all day. We'll talk with Tara Marciniak. She's the president and general manager of Center in the Square. I only have about a minute and a half or so left, but I wanted to ask you about your new role, like when things happen, like when you had the water leak that damaged like Kids Square and all that, and Kids Square turned around. I talked to people there and they use it as an excuse to kind of revamp too.
Yes.
So just talk about action plans when something like that happens when you're the El Presidente now. So,
I just consider myself as a person who supports the people who already know what they're doing. I think, you know, you hire the right people in the right position. I mean, I think most leaders know that kind of thing. And then you just step out of the way. And I've just supported them where I could. I'm the one who answers a lot of the insurance calls. I take the sludgy part away so they can keep focusing on the things that the community is actually noticing, the great things, because we've already got such a great team. I'll just get out of their way and let them do it.
By the way, the Pinball Museum is going to move into the space. Harrison was in Harrison Museum, and they're going to move to Melrose Plaza. More weird machines or old machines going to show up or what?
So the Pinball Museum is going to acquire about 500 square feet additionally. That was part of Harrison. The additional part of the Harrison is going to be a party room, and the Starcade, the arcade museum, is moving forward because we sell a joint ticket right now between the Pinball Museum and the Roanoke Starcade. Now both museums will be a joint. They'll be next to each other so people can easily bounce back and forth instead of going to a separate building.
Real quickly, what is the Starcade? I know I've probably done stories about it. I don't remember.
Sure. Okay. So that one is an arcade museum instead of just pinball, which is beautiful and graphic and all of those things. This is more of like skee ball, the vintage kinds of games. And we do have some modern things too, like VR kinds of things in there. But an arcade museum is what that one is. Very popular for birthday parties.
Before I let you go, how do people find out more about Center in the Square, what they should come back and see?
Thank you. Centerinthesquare.org. Okay. And of course, if you're in the mood, centerinthesquare.org/donate.
Ah, that's why she's the president. We'll have to leave it there. Tara Marciniak is a president, a general manager at Center in the Square. She succeeded longtime president Jim Sears. And Tara, nice to see you again. Come back anytime.
Oh, thanks. Thank you for having me.